For Ozark Radio Sports, I'm Dylan Groves with a look at your Week 1 high school football recap. The Liberty Eagles kicked off their season at home versus the Scott City and Chaffee Rams. With more, here is Gary Lee.
Liberty Eagles get the win 50-15 over the Scott City Chaffee Rams. For the Liberty Eagles, they ran for 173 yards. Wyatt Cox had 98 yards rushing and 4 rushing touchdowns and a two-point conversions. Carter Ellett, he had 42 yards on 5 carries. And also Wyatt Cox carried the ball 20 times. Also for the Liberty Eagles, Melby had a 5-yard rushing touchdown. He had 14 yards rushing.
The West Plains Zizzers traveled to Miller Career Academy in St. Louis, Missouri. The ballgame was called short due to technical issues on the field, but still carried home the victory with a score of 43-6. With more, here is Paul Knight.
The Zizzers win 43-6 with a lot of time left to go, but the turbo clock rule was in effect, and the officials decided that with the no lights on our side of the field, the ball game's over and it's time to go home.
A sort of sour night for the Houston Tigers as they were upset by the Pierce City Eagles by a final score of 41-19. This after last year upsetting the Eagles by a final score of 42-20. With more, here is James Hurt.
Unfortunately, the tone was set right off the bat as on the first offensive play of the game for the Tigers, they put the ball on the ground. Pierce City was able to recover and just took a couple plays for them to put it into the end zone to take the lead, and they never looked back on their way to a 41-19 win over the Houston Tigers.
In a very close game for the Willow Springs Bears as they got the lead taken away from them fairly early on as Ash Grove defeated the Willow Springs Bears by a final score of 24-22. With more, here is Brian Ingles.
Tonight, the Willow Springs Bears traveled to Ash Grove, Missouri to take on the Ash Grove Pirates, first game of the regular season for high school football. And it was a game that was a tale of two halves. The Ash Grove Pirates struggled in the first half as the Willow Springs defense was stifling and their offense was methodical as the Willow Springs Bears just pounded the ball at the Pirates in the first half. But from there, the Ash Grove Pirates recovered. And with the crowd behind them, the home team was able to claw their way back. They stopped the Willow Springs Bears 3 times on downs in the second half, did not give up another score to Willow Springs, and the Ash Grove Pirates managed to score 2 touchdowns themselves to take a 24-22 victory over the Bears.
For Ozark Radio Sports, I'm Dylan Groves. Remember, you can find more news, weather, and sports on our website at OzarkRadioNews.com.